Moses prays a fervent prayer today. Would that all the people were prophets. Would that the Spirit of God would descend upon them all. His prayer has been answered. Because at our baptism, each one of us was anointed, christened as a prophet. We, as part of the ceremony, anoint people priest, prophet, and king or queen. And so each one of us in our Christian vocation is a prophet, and at our confirmation, each one of us is given that gift, bestowed upon us the gift of the Spirit, that sevenfold gift, which reminds us that we all are a Spirit-filled people. And so this is how the prayer of Moses has been answered. We all, by our vocation, are prophets, Spirit-filled prophets. At least that's the theory. That's the theory. The reality, I think, for many of us, is that we don't feel all that prophetic all the time, and we don't always know what it means to have the Spirit of God. We're just trying to make it. So let's look at the Bible, see what the Bible tells us about what it means to be a prophet, what it means to have the Spirit, and to see how we do, in fact, or don't, in fact, fulfill this prayer of Moses. Okay, so what does the Bible say about prophecy? I think we have to do some unlearning first, because when we use in English and we use the word prophet, we sometimes associate it with somebody who foretells the future. You know, like that for all of you old people here might remember Johnny Carson used to have that character Karnak. You know, he would hold the envelope up to his head and he could foretell the future. And so we have this image that that's what a prophet is like, someone who can tell us what's going to happen. You know, a prophet could tell us if the Cubs are going to win the World Series or the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. Maybe they're going to win. A prophet could tell you 6 good numbers you might apply for the lottery, you know. But that very example shows us that kind of fortune-telling prophecy really is in short supply. As the saying goes, if you're so smart, how come you're not rich? And so when the Bible talks about prophecy, then it's not so much talking about somebody who foretells the future. A prophet in the Bible is someone who embodies God's future. A prophet is someone who lives out what it means to be a person of God. That's the prophet's role. To think what's important, what God thinks is important. Now, we all know that the trouble of this world keeps on keeping on, you know, it just keeps on coming. Just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, another shark comes swimming by. So the prophet then has to stand forth and to say that all those troubles, all those difficulties, all those woes don't get the last word. You see, God has made us for joy. God has destined us for eternal happiness. And so the prophet says, no, I'm not going to let the trouble of this world, the trials, the difficulties, the pain, the troubles, all those ills to define me. I am instead going to put my confidence in what God can do. The prophet is the one who lets us know that God has always invited us into the fullness of life, that God is the one who wants us to experience what it means to be truly alive, And so what we are called to do when we hear the prophetic word, when we live the prophetic life, is to put our trust completely in God and to know that God can make a way out of no way, and to know that no matter how things seem to be going, in God, all will be well. And that helps us understand what it means to be spirit-filled. You know, a lot of times, again, we sometimes think, oh, if you're spirit-filled, it means you have, you know, happy feet. You know, you can give a little shout out. But being spirit-filled in the Bible means that you are throwing yourself in the arms of God. You are trusting that in all things, no matter what is going on in your life, God is there for you. That God never fails. That God is with you. That's when you have the Spirit. Sometimes you do have the happy feet with the Spirit, but sometimes you just hold on. And so this is how the Bible thinks about what it means to be a prophet. A prophet is someone who lives in God's world. And the gospel today, St. Mark's gospel, gives us some guidelines, some direction on what that would look like. And we can kind of list it as a series of do's and don'ts, if you want, from the gospel today. You know, do, involve yourself with everyone who is helping to make this world a more just and peaceful place. Don't imagine that we're some kind of a separate caste as the followers of Jesus. No, we're all in this together, helping this world to look as God intends it to look. And let's collaborate, let's work with all those people who are trying to help us to become more alive. And do give that cup of cold water to someone who's in need. Make sure that you are reaching out and extending a hand to someone who is suffering in some way. Don't do anything to harm one of the little ones. That's such a no-brainer. You wonder why it took the church so long to figure it out, that we have to have all those structures in place to make sure that the little ones are not harmed. For in God, the little ones are precious and special. And do get rid of all those things in your life that keep you from God. You have to cut out of your life a lot of things that will lead you astray. You know, you have to, you know, cut out going on the internet if it takes you to those sites which are going to be unhealthy and unholy in your life. You have to cut out hanging with all the boys, you know, all the homies who are inviting you to do things which you really shouldn't be doing. All the good things the bad boys do, you know. You have to pluck out of your life that tendency that we have to go after what we want instead of what God wants. And that's one of the things we have to do. We have to make our prayer not so much, God, this is what I want, give it to me. We have to make our prayer, give me the freedom, Lord, to trust that what you want for me is what's best. So that's our picture. This is how the theory, the theology, and the reality meet. On the one hand, we are named and claimed as prophets at our very baptism. We're given God's Holy Spirit. And our reality is we feel like we're doing pretty good if we're just being decent. And yet, what the Bible is inviting us to do is to say, put your trust in what God can do with the likes of you, with the likes of me. You know, we might not be there yet, but God isn't finished with us yet. Amen.